Good morning, Katinka. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Mitch.
So tell us, what currently can be labelled as a free-range egg?
Well, as you said, there's no national standard for free-range eggs. So what producers are relying on is a voluntary model code. So that model code is widely interpreted. So it means a number of producers are labelling themselves free-range when they wouldn't necessarily meet basic consumer expectations of free-range. So you'll see in the supermarket that stocking densities can vary from 1,500, which is what the model code recommends, up to 10,000. And we found that like many people are being ripped off. So at a minimum, 213 million eggs are sold probably each year as free-range that don't meet basic consumer expectation of the free-range claim.
So when this was brought in, I guess, when free-range eggs became, I guess, a big sort of product on the supermarket shelves, why wasn't there a nationally legislated code to follow that up?
Well, it started, you know, as a niche product by small-scale, genuine free-range farmers. You know, that's how they were producing chickens on a smaller scale. And so the growth of the market wasn't there. And you'll find this is the case in many other free-range categories as well. There isn't any national definition because they did start off as small niche industries. And I guess the reason that this issue is in the spotlight now is because, you know, it takes up so much of the market. I mean, I think it's about 70% of Australians who've bought free-range eggs in the last 12 months. So it is a big market now, which is why it's getting the attention of, you know, getting a standard.
So we mentioned that there is a process of developing a national standard. What kind of standards are being called for?
So Choice is calling for a standard that meets consumers' expectations. And so we've done a lot of consumer surveys on this to try and understand what consumers expect. And that is that chickens go outside, have room to move inside and outside, and that farmers undertake animal welfare practices. So, you know, that is the key thing that we're calling for. And we're saying that any producers who don't meet those guidelines call themselves something like access to range. So we're finding that a lot of the big egg producers are wanting to call for a definition that is access to the outside, but that means chickens might not actually go outside at all. And so we really want to see a free-range standard where chickens are outside.
And so on the flip side of this, I guess from a farmer's perspective, could a change in egg standards and bringing in something like this legislation have a negative effect on farmers? What do you think?
Well, I mean, it really ultimately depends on what we end up with. It's hard to know at this stage. You know, if we did have a standard that met consumers' expectations that chickens must go outside, then it would require a lot of businesses to either change their production processes or to change their labels, because at the moment we know that there are many free-range egg products calling themselves free-range that the way the chickens wouldn't go outside.
Mm. And I guess if this was to be brought in, how would it be monitored? Because I know there's a few cases of chook cams across the country, but those aren't the most reliable way of actually monitoring, are they?
No, definitely not. Like, I think you need to be really wary of chook cams. We looked at a chook cam from Farm Pride over 2.5 days and took screenshots every hour, and over that time only saw two chickens going outside. So you need to be really wary of those ones that show limited footage, or we've seen chook cams with edited footage on there as well. So, you know, if we were to get a standard in place, you know, we need to make sure that it is enforced, and, you know, that's to the likes of the regulators. So, you know, we need to ensure that that is all in place when a standard is decided upon.
Okay, well, I guess what's the next step? How soon can we see something like this standard being implemented?
Well, like you said, ministers meet at the end of this month, and we really hope that a decision will be made that is positive for consumers. So if that is the case, then, you know, you might see a change by the end of the year, mid next year.
All right, Katinka, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning.
Okay.
There you go, Katinka Day from Choice, who's in charge of their free-range egg campaign, talking to us about potentially having a developed national standard of free-range to make it a little bit easier when you're at the supermarket and that wall of eggs in front of you, knowing which ones actually do allow the chickens plenty of space to run around and live their chickeny lives. So interesting to see how that pans out.